Grand Plaza, downtown Grand Rapids. A special edition of the Steve Gruber Show on this Monday. Good to have you here for the conversation, brought to you in part by our friends at Yellow Hose and Health Partners. YellowHose.com, Michigan's lowest price per gallon fuel. Find stations at YellowHose.com. And Health Partners Incorporated, leaders in home health care and advocates for protecting and preserving auto no-fault. Learn more at HealthPartnersInc.com. The West Michigan Policy Forum is a biennial conference, by the way, that gathers about 400 business leaders to help set the policy priorities that have moved us, believe it or not, into the top 10 of rankings of states to do business in. Yes, Michigan's a top 10 state now when it comes to doing business. We come to this year's conference with a continued focus on reforming our state's unfunded liabilities, specifically for our local communities, particularly in the area of pension reform. Many Michigan cities facing underfunded pension plans. And the goal of the policy conference is to help them avoid bankruptcy, which is a pretty important goal, I would suggest. At the same time, committed to keeping the promises that were made to city workers. Today they'll be discussing Michigan's financial health and exploring the current ballot initiatives, how they will impact the economy if passed. Also going to take time for a deep dive review of Michigan's workforce talent. The state is ranked in the top 10 for investing in education, but unfortunately, results are in the bottom tier nationwide. So it's not a money issue, it's how and where we're spending the money, and that's one of the focuses of today's West Michigan Policy Forum. Also on hand here, Michigan's Attorney General Bill Schuette, who is running for governor here in the state as the jobs governor, he wants to be known as. He just sat down with us here. Bill, welcome back.
Hey, Steve, great to be with you on your show. And this is a big forum we have here in West Michigan today. I'm delighted to be here to talk about how we go from good to great, which is the theme of the West Michigan Policy Forum, which fits precisely in my approach of more jobs and bigger paychecks.
Well, as you look around Michigan, and obviously you're traveling a lot. You're on the campaign trail. You're shaking hands. You're talking to people, hearing from people. But one of the things that I see, and it really is remarkable, the number of help wanted signs, bonuses being paid, workers needed, you know, from Hayworth that was on the program here just a little bit ago to Mida, who's trying to find people to build roads and bridges and so forth. We need more people. We need more talent in this state, and there are a lot of good jobs open.
Well, you know, that's why I'm running for governor, and that's to grow our state. And we need to have a broader, deeper pool of talent, meaning people, from which to hire. And the point is, we can't be a shrinking state. And I'm not running for governor of Michigan to manage its decline. I want to encourage its growth. And so it's about more jobs and bigger paychecks, cutting taxes, lowering auto insurance rates, which is a stark contrast with the extreme agenda of Gretchen Whitmer and Garland Gilchrist, who want more mandates that would crush economic development, higher taxes, which would stifle job creation, and government-run health care, and how do you pay for that? Out of your taxes, out of people's paychecks, and it would cause, again, a mass exodus because it's the ingredients of the failed governorship of Jennifer Granholm. And we're not going backwards. We're going to go forward.
Sure. You know, and you look at, and on this program, Gretchen Whitmer had said on this program that she believes that increasing gas taxes would be one way to help get the roads built. And people here in Michigan are like, now, wait a second. We've paid for it this time. We paid for it this time. How many times do you want to come to us and say, you owe us more money or we need more money? At some point, people are like, where do we, get this done? Enough of the raising taxes.
Now, whenever she says she wants to fix the road, she's going to raise your darn taxes. So that's what's happening out there. And so the point is, we have a $58 billion budget. It'll be a priority in the Bill Schuette administration. In a $58 billion budget, we can have steady increased revenues towards rebuilding our roads and bridges. We ought to reprioritize how we, fund and allocate infrastructure funding in our state. And we need more money from Washington. I'm going to walk in the front door of the White House and be an advocate for more federal road dollars to Michigan.
Yeah, and you can do that, obviously.
I can do that. I won't be scratching at the back door. I'll be walking through the front door.
Here's what we need.
Exactly.
Here's what we need. All right, so you've got the race down to single digits. It was a pretty good spread here a couple of weeks ago, but you seem to be making inroads. The numbers are looking better for you. I mean, I know you're working your tail off.
You went on Election Day in Michigan, and I don't care whether your name's John Engler or Ronald Reagan or Donald Trump, you went on Election Day, and that's what Michigan is. And I feel great about where we're going, and it really is one question. Do you want to go forward or you want to go back? backward. And I think people in Michigan want to go forward, build on the policies of the past 8 years, and make sure we go from good to great.
And it's possible that some of these national conversations being held right now will drive voters to the polls when you see Brett Kavanaugh coming under attack from unnamed sources have been denied. I think that drives voters. I think that drives evangelicals. That drives people that would likely support you. It's not.
It sure does. And then the other issue is the extreme agenda of Gretchen Whitmer and Garland Gilchrist. It's a sharp turn to the left. And just look at the choices for lieutenant governor. Lisa Posthumous Lyons, talented person, exceptional leader, strong experience. That was my first decision. And then Gretchen Whitmer's first decision, Garland Gilchrist, is a MoveOn.org leader, sharp to the left, and Bernie Sanders, Democrat. I mean, that's out of the mainstream. And his anti-Israel rants and pro-Hamas tweets, that's reckless.
I would agree with you on that. Bill Schuette here, the Attorney General for the state of Michigan, running for governor here in Michigan. Obviously, what do we have? Is it 6 weeks from tomorrow or 7 weeks? Whatever
it's
it is.
About 42 days.
Yeah,
you know,
we're getting there.
Well, we're going to need every day of those 42, but in the end, we're going to win.
And obviously, the big focus is on jobs and so forth. But what do you think are some of the other keys, a couple of the other keys that are going to bring Michigan voters to Bill Schuette and move this state forward?
I think it's the health care issue is very important. We need affordable, accessible health care, and healthy Michigan is the law in our state. It's not going anywhere, and I want to improve it by requiring a Medicaid work requirement, which encourages jobs for those who are able-bodied, and what it does, this is important, Steve, frees up money for those who need health care.
Sure.
And are chronically ill, and the federal money is not indefinite, so it really does help those who are in need. And you know, the Democrats are using a scare tactic and falsely, wrongly.
Gee, that's different.
Yeah, really. Listen, I am for pre-existing conditions. Have always said that I am. And so the Democrats have no plan other than to raise taxes. So they do these scare tactics about health care. And, you know, setting the record straight, I am, making sure that we cover pre-existing conditions. Our children can be covered till you're 26. Portability of insurance across state lines. That's the important those are the important ingredients in terms of health care in Michigan.
All right. Bill Schuette here, the Attorney General for the state of Michigan, running for governor. If people want to find out more, if they like what they're hearing from you, again, 6 weeks to go, not very much time, really. You've got it down to single digits, though. You have some momentum on your side. How do they find out more and get involved?
Well, it's BillSchuette.com, and we've got a paycheck agenda on how we, have more jobs and bigger paychecks and how we grow our state.
And Bill Schuette, we always appreciate you being here on the program. Thank you so much.
Good to be here. Thanks for giving me a moment of your time.
Yeah, have a good morning. He'll be here at the West Michigan Policy Forum today as well. Thank you, Bill. It's the Steve Greer Show on a Monday. Good to have you here, and there you have it. Again, the latest polling has it down to single digits between Gretchen Whitmer and Bill Schuette, so his numbers are moving in the right direction. Will it become enough to get it close enough come Election Day? We'll have to stay tuned to find out. It's 14 after on the Steve Greer Show. Glad to have you here for the conversation. In a moment here, I'm going to tell you how you can lose a little bit of weight and feel terrific. Yeah, I'll tell you about that because I want you to feel good going into the rest of the year in 2019. It's the Steve Greer Show. We'll be right back.
Your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Your life can change a lot in 2 years.
Grandma!
Oh,
Oh, my. Look how big you are.
And you do what you can to keep up.
Okay, Robert, let's get your blood pressure.
But did you know the environment in your home changes, too? That's why it's important to check for radon every 2 years. A silent, deadly gas that occurs naturally in the soil, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer among adults. So even if you've checked your home before, it's best to check again. Visit DEQRadon.com to learn how to test. This message, sponsored by the MAB and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
Have you ever lied about gambling?
We missed you at dinner.
I know. I'm sorry. I got stuck in a meeting.
Have you ever sold anything so you'd have more money to gamble with?
Honey, have you seen my pearl earrings?
I thought you hated those.
You may have a gambling problem. Call the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline today at 1-800-270-7117. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.